bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Now let us join old Nancy, Witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah, 11 year old I be today. Yes, sir, Hannah, 11 year old. And now, Satan, if everybody'll just douse out them lights and make it nice and dark, we'll get right down to business. Draw up to the fire and gaze into them birds. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll see the hands of time turn back for Honagia. Soon you'll be up in the ocean, off the Cape of Good Hope that's down in Africa. There, up on the stormy waters, rolls a ship whose captain's name is Vanderdecken. That's his name now. But soon he'll be called by sailormen the Flying Dutchman. The Flying Dutchman.
Hand out those topsails. Bear a hand there. Raymer! Jacob Raymer!
Coming, man, here, Captain!
The men carry, order them aloft. Bend out those topsails.
Right here, Vanderdecken. The men will not go up the shrouds again.
Will not, sayest thou?
Say, sir, no man alive can keep his grip on the yards against this storm. It's certain death to try. Already we've lost three.
Well, we lose them all out around this cursed cape.
But right here we strive against the wind.
Silence, I am master here. If thou question my commands, where the board out, bring me to join those mates of whom you fight. Now bend me out those topsails.
Aye, sir. The man is mad. Sail he demands against headwind.
Hold fast, come. Hold high rudder to the wind.
Aye, sir. Captain! Swing here, Captain!
Here, you better.
Holy sheet! It is torn to ribbon.
Mend it and spread it on the yards once more.
Well, but tear again. No sail for one can weather the scale. A strip to bear hold, mynheer. Turn thy back to the wind and seek a port.
Not I. No storm can beat John Vanderdecken's master.
Look! On the mainmast!
Storm on the board!
The mainmast has been torn away!
Oh, you cursed storm, I'll test you yet. You may take each spar and pole, but then I'll sail the Hawkins to thy team.
Captain! Mine here, Captain!
Here.
Two hands slipped on the side, sir, with a mast.
Those who are left will do their work. Raymer!
Aye, sir.
Give all hands access. Clear that wreckage. Free the deck and rig a jury mast.
Mine here, for God's sake, spare no more.
And thy helmsman turn about.
Let's run with the wind and seek a port.
Hey, we go ahead. We round this cape.
But 4 days already to us, strain and sail.
And back it is God's will.
And God's will must bend, for mine shall triumph.
Stop!
Oh, just bless thee.
Lead thy
path. Cower, ye fools and superstitious fear. She shall see me round this cape in spite of heaven, hell, or man. Keep her headed to the wind, helmsman.
The others, clear the deck.
Look at him going there. He is mad. Mad.
Aye, mad with love of self. Mad with lust for power.
He has been master of men and ships too long. Now he would command the elements.
He desist not soon, but all dead men.
I say we mutiny against
him. Be not a fool. No man of it is armed. His belt is filled with loaded pistols, and he will not hesitate to kill.
Think ye the old priest we have as a passenger could bring him to his senses?
Nay, but now ye have the captain said his will with God's. The presence of God's priest would but inflame his mind the more.
Raymer, the priest has come on deck. Look there.
I give thee greetings, son.
Holy Father, thou lover's life, get thee again below.
Aye, before Jan Vanderdecken vent his spite on thee.
Get away. Quick, Father, he'll return.
Nay, my son, I fear not thy bitter captain.
So the man of God hath crawled on deck.
Good evening.
Greetings to thee, my Herr Vanderdecken.
How dost like the winds thy master sends this evening? How like thee his empty thunders? Say and watch me best the storm he sends. Watch me round this cape against his will.
4 days have I watched and seen thee fail.
I shall fail no longer. I shall win my way tonight.
Only he can win who strives by faith.
Faith I have. Faith in myself alone.
No man can live by and for himself alone.
And shall he live for then? Another man who is selfish of himself? I know a man. I know my kind. Perhaps he should put faith in women. The best of them are devils from their cradles. But thou didst me. Have faith in God. He is the greatest lie of all.
Peace, thy sacrilege.
Not no more.
Thy blasphemies will doom us all.
Beware. His voice cries to thee from the storm, rash man. It bids thee fall upon thy knees and pray his pardon.
Say ye so? Then hear the voice of John Vanderdecken answer. By the servant shall I show in what contempt I hold the master. Walk thee to the rail, priest, but thou art going by the board.
That's the hand of God.
Now stand back. I shoot the man who moves the hand.
Risk not thy lives for mine, my son.
Stand to the rail and stand until I throw thee to the sea. But first, thou art who art supposed to reign above. Hark to my defiance. The life of this thy servant shall be to thee my challenge. At thy loudest thunder, I laugh at thy impotent rage. Just hear me, God. Despite thee and all thy heaven, I shall kill thy man. I shall best thy storm. I shall round thy cursed cape.
Lightning! It has struck the ship!
It was sent by God.
The gale hath died to silence. Look! In the bow, a blinding light
was sent by heaven.
Yay.
What?
Who art thou who has taken shape within yon dazzling glow?
I am a messenger. God hath deigned to answer thee, John Vanderdecken.
I did not mean it.
Fall upon thy knees and hearken to thy doom.
Spare me. Spare my life.
Thou shalt not die. To live shall be thy curse. In the teeth of a gale shalt thou fly forever, always seeking farther, never reaching forth. A phantom ship of death shall be thy home. Thy crew shall be the blackened souls of sinners of the sea. Thou, their master and their slave, shall be alone of flesh and blood. Behold thy living tomb as it rises from the depths.
Oh, nay, not on that. It is a hulk of horror.
Is thy eternal foe.
Helene, I beg. It is a nightmare ship. Black as night with sails, the hue of blood.
Oh, please.
Grinning fleshless specters line its rails.
Oh, nay.
Forgive, O Father, holy priest. Thou art a man of God. Intercede and beg for me. I am forced. Forced upon this awful bark. Have pity.
Nay, messenger of God, I pray thee, wait. No soul is ever lost. Even this man's can be saved, redeemed.
His soul is black with selfish pride. Only love can wash it clean.
He will need man's love to find love.
His fate hath been decreed. What man here will share his doom to aid him in the search?
I,
Father.
Think well, old man. Thy days of earthly strife are numbered. Thy reward and rest at hand. If thou wouldst teach him love, thou too must sail upon this ghostly bark, a living man amongst the dead.
I am ready. I go with thee, son.
And flesh and blood, thou givest me the life I would have taken from thee.
Oh, foolish soul. And thou didst say all living creatures were selfish as thyself. Thy curse was to be eternal, but this good man's sacrifice that won thee again to hope of heaven.
I shall not have to sail.
Thou shalt sail upon yon bark, as I have said. But once, each 7 years, thy phantom ship may touch a port, and thou, for the space of a single moon, may seek for love thyself, and cleanse thy soul of pride.
Come, my son.
I come. 7 years among the dead, ever flying into the gale, and then a port for a single moon. Oh, Lord, how long? How long? Years and maybe on this ghastly ship of death, ever flying into the gale. 30 times in 9 have I been in port for a single moon. And now the hour draws nigh when I shall rest on shore again.
And bitterness is in my soul, John. Thy heart is filled with plans of evil for thy visit amongst men.
Aye, I shall employ this moon ashore to bring dishonor, death, destruction in my path.
No, have the centuries of suffering taught thee nothing?
Here, by example of thy God, they have taught me how to hate, for I have endured his awful vengeance.
Oh, vengeance on thee hath never been his purpose. His plan is thy regeneration.
So, this loving father destroys his son with a curse of living death to save him. Oh, cease thy lying sophistry. My centuries of pain have confirmed the truth I knew of old, that love is but a lie, and that self is all that matters.
Yet for 280 years, I have been thy comrade on this phantom ship of death.
And how at first I believed was love that made thee share my awful fate. But my brain at last searched out a truth. That which is worse than death to me meant to thee but longer life. Thou art old, about to die. Thy seeming sacrifice has let thee live almost 3 centuries. Beyond thy span.
Poor John, I pity thee. How more than blind are they who will not see.
Oh, pity me not. Listen, priest. 3 times in 9 now have I gone ashore. For one brief fleeting moon in each long 7 years. Each time I have been humble, seeking that love which now I know doth not exist. Everywhere I found distrust and looks and fear. For though men knew not that I am he they call the Flying Dutchman, they sense I am a being set apart. I am of the dead who live. And in mine eyes, men see the horror stamp my centuries of pain. 30 times in 9, I sought for love and found but hate. And now I shall employ my moon ashore to pay. Our phantom ship draws into port. Again for a moon, I join the world of men who worship thy revengeful God. And I shall bring dishonor, death, destruction in my path. Dost hear me, God of vengeance? I go ashore to pay thee for my curse. I go ashore to pay!
I have a birthday, Satan. We'll tell folks what the Flying Dutchman did when he went ashore the 40th time.